This morning, the boys and girls, I want to tell you something of someone in the Bible who reminds us, you would say, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, boys and girls, that in the Bible, there are some people that God tells us about which really do remind us of Jesus Christ, our Lord. They're not like Jesus, of course, in the full sense, because no one is like our Lord Jesus Christ, because Christ alone was perfect. Christ alone was sinless. Christ alone never did any sin. He was the only begotten Son of God. So there is no one in all the Bible that we're told about, apart from God himself, of course, and the Holy Spirit of God, who is really like our Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness. But at the same time, there are some people and some parts of their lives, some of the things that they said or some of the things that they did, which are to remind us of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he did and what he would do when he would come into this world to save men and women from their sins. Now, this one's name is Joseph, and I know you've heard at least something about Joseph, no doubt. Joseph was one of the sons of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, big family he had, and Joseph was the second youngest, and of course he was very much loved by his father. You might know, of course, that Jacob made Joseph a coat of many colours, and sometimes when people think about Joseph, it's especially about Joseph's coat of many colours that they think about. However, one day Joseph was in the field and he was watching the flocks. He was a shepherd and he was looking after the flocks of his father David. He was still a young boy at this time. And his other brothers came and his other brothers began to tease him perhaps a bit. And then Joseph told them about a dream that he had. And in this dream, he says, in fact, I saw you all bowing down to me, and I was like the chief of you all. Well, you can imagine the other brothers didn't like that very much, and so they decided that they would get their own back on Joseph. They took him, the Bible tells us, and they threw him into a great big pit. And then they sat down and they watched him in the pit, and they decided what they would do to him. Well, one of them eventually said this, why don't we sell him? There'd be some slave traders coming along this way very soon, so let's sell him to the slave traders as a slave, and we'll make some money out of what we've done. And so a band of these slave traders came along, and they sold Joseph for the sum of 20 pieces of silver. That was the amount that a slave cost in those days. They took Joseph's coat of many colours, the Bible says, and they dipped it in blood, the blood of a beast that they killed. And then they were to take that to Jacob and say, in fact, that Joseph had been torn asunder by some wild beast, and his coat with the blood on it, of course, was the proof of that. Well, Joseph was taken away down into the land of Egypt, and he was sold as a slave all over again, and he was sold to a man called Potiphar. He was a very good servant to Potiphar. He was very faithful, and no doubt when he was in Egypt, he thought often about his home, but the Bible tells us this, that the Lord was with Joseph. Even though he was away from his home, even though he was sold as a slave, the Lord was with him. And because the Lord was with him, then he was very faithful in everything that he did for his master Potiphar. But Potiphar's wife was a very, very evil woman, and she began to tempt Joseph, began to tempt him to sin. And eventually then the day came when Joseph had to fly away from Potiphar's wife altogether. But Potiphar's wife, of course, she turned the story round about, and she said really that Joseph had sinned against her. And so Joseph was taken, the Bible tells us, and he was thrown into a prison. And again, boys and girls, you can imagine how Joseph must have felt when he was in that prison cell. It would have been dark. It would just have been like a big hole in the ground all over again. It was dark and it was smelly and it was slimy. And yet Joseph knew, in spite of all that, that God was still his God, and God would deliver him, and God would yet do him good. And the day came then, in fact, when Joseph was delivered out of his prison, and in fact he goes on under God's hand to become one of the greatest men, in fact the greatest man in the whole of the land of Egypt, next to the king of Egypt, next to Pharaoh himself. And so you see all of those things in Joseph's life, where he was taken by his brethren, where he was sold, where he was tempted, where he was thrown into prison, and yet, under God's hand, he rose to the very throne of Egypt itself, and he was next to only the king of Egypt, only the Pharaoh of Egypt himself. You can see when you take those points in Joseph's life, boys and girls, how he reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you remember that our Lord Jesus Christ was sold? Remember the man that sold our Lord Jesus Christ, Judas Iscariot. And when Jesus was sold in his day, he was sold for the price of a slave in his day, which was 30 pieces of silver, of course, by that time, because the prices had risen in those days, just as prices always seemed to rise. But Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, and Jesus was sold by Judas Iscariot for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. You remember that Joseph was tempted. He had come there to be a faithful servant, and yet he was tempted by that evil woman, Potiphar's wife. And you remember one of the great things in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ after he was baptized in the River Jordan, that the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit of God took him away into the wilderness, and he was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And of course, Joseph was thrown into prison. And the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ was taken from prison and from judgment. They took him into the judgment hall of Caiaphas the high priest, and into the judgment hall of Herod the king, and into the judgment hall of Pontius Pilate. Our Lord Jesus Christ was accused, and he was imprisoned in that way. But God raised him from the dead after he had died on the cross. And the Bible tells us then that our Lord Jesus Christ now sits on the throne of heaven, at the right hand of God, a prince and a savior. So when you think of the life of Joseph, as God tells us about the life of Joseph in his word, in the Bible, the reason why we're told about Joseph, one of the reasons why we're told about Joseph, is because he reminds us or points people to the one who was to come, Jesus Christ the Savior. So you think all of those things about Joseph, about his coat of many colours, which was a wonderful thing. But you think of those main points of Joseph's life. Next time I'll tell you how he was released from prison, and how he came to sit on the throne of Egypt, and how his brothers did come, in fact, to bow down before him, just as he had said in that dream, how all of those things do come to pass in God's will. But for now, you remember Joseph as reminding you of Jesus Christ the Lord, as the one who was tempted, and the one who was sold, and the one who was imprisoned, and the one who was crucified, but the one who now sits on the throne of heaven until he comes again into this world of ours. Joseph, the son of Jacob, and one who reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.